Because you're actually indicting yourself. I hope you choke on the Our Father before it actually comes out. Forgive us our trespasses, Lord, as we forgive those who trespass against us. It doesn't come naturally. You cannot squeeze forgiveness out of proud, fallen human nature. It won't come. It's a gift given again only to the humble heart. And all the saints had to learn to forgive, every one of them. Not to forget. Make that distinction between forgiveness and forgetfulness. You and I do not have complete control over our memories, do we? Where we remember, where we forget. But we do have control over our wills, where we forgive or where we refuse to forgive. And we must be willing at least to try to forgive. And you do that with two things. By your willingness to pray sincerely for the person who has hurt you, and by showing them the common signs of friendship. The common signs of friendship in the United States of America today are a greeting and or the return of a greeting. You cannot treat them like an inorganic telephone pole. You must treat them as a human being. And you can honestly do that without being phony or hypocritical about it if you've tried to pray for them. Yes, remember that distinction? This is a pretty important one. The levels of response to people. The social. Beneath that, the emotional. Beneath that is the soul level and the will, where we make our choices. If I'm praying for you at my deepest level, I can honestly greet you socially. The biggest mistake most people make is to think that that middle area where the feelings and the emotions are is their deepest level. If my emotional level were my deepest level, I would either be in prison or in hell. I have no doubt about it. Yeah, that's an important distinction. Don't let your feelings rule you. The sign of a mature person is that we try to keep them under control. For good or for bad, keep them under control. That's the sign of a person who's really grown up in the spiritual life. But Jesus forgave them. And he hung up there on the cross. You remember the Romans were professionals at crucifixion. We have historical accounts where the Romans did as many as 500 crucifixions on a single day. When the armies of Titus and Vespasian came into Jerusalem in the year 70, they said they ran out of trees to crucify the Jews on. 1 million Jews were killed. 750,000 Jews were taken prisoner. They brought it on themselves, though. Not that we're anti-Semitic. Oh, no, never, ever. But when Pilate wanted to release Jesus because he found no guilt in him, and he said, do you want to be guilty of the blood of this innocent man? Their response, do you recall that? His blood be upon us and upon our children. They cursed themselves and they cursed their children. That was in the year 33. 37 years afterwards, in the year 70, that curse was realized when the armies of Titus and Vespasian came into Jerusalem. Not one stone was left upon another. The blood cascaded down the temple steps like a river. That's what Flavius Josephus says, the historian of the time. And those Jews who tried to escape, having swallowed their gold and their silver, when the Romans caught up to them, they took a knife and they slit right into their stomachs to reach in and pull out the gold and silver that they had swallowed. Jesus was sold for 30 pieces of silver. You could buy 6 Jews on the slave market for 1 shekel. His blood be upon us and upon our children. Please, don't curse. Don't curse yourselves. Don't curse your children. Don't curse anybody. Never, ever, the rest of your life, take God's name in vain. And if that's your custom, though, when you get angry, Jesus Christ Almighty, turn it into a prayer. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, a sinner. Never, ever. The name is too sacred. He's our Savior.